That night, Anarion made his camp upon the mountainside, not far from the winding pathway that led up to the ruddily lit cave that housed the Anvil of Vol. The happiness of victory had passed, and the camp lay quiet as the elves remembered that many had been the victories over the demons, but the foe was not yet vanquished. In the still night, the ring of hammers and the chime of metal sounded as the priests of the smith god continued their labors, a timely reminder to all that the war was not over. Iorlauren and Calador attended to their phoenix king in his white pavilion. Still clad in his golden armor, Anarion sat upon a simple throne of dark wood, his cloak tossed thoughtlessly across its back. The favored lord of Azurian smiled as they entered, but the dragon tamer did not share Anarion's pleasure.
None fell today, and for that I am grateful. Yet it has not always been the case. The power of Asurian's blessing protects you, Anarion, but it does not make our people invulnerable. Our foe is without number, and they are truly eternal. I have looked upon this devastated world and seen that Ulthuan is not just an isle upon the sea, but an island of light in darkness. Our foes cannot be defeated by sword or spear.
You would speak again of your plan to rid the world of magic. How many times must I tell you that it is folly to do away with that power which gives us the most strength to fight?
While the gales of magic that sweep our realm may be harnessed to our benefit, without them the demons could not exist. You saw today what my vortex could do if writ on a larger scale. Without the sustaining properties of this magical wind, the demons would no longer be able to venture here in numbers. It would take only a little preparation, a number of lodestones carefully arranged around the isle, to ready Ulthuan for the enchantment.
The Phoenix King said nothing, for the two of them had spent many years arguing the case for Calador's plan. It was Iorlauren that broke the silence.
The risks are too great, Calador. Should you be wrong, your plan would leave us defenseless. It is only by the touch of magic that these apparitions can be destroyed. Without the magic, our swords would be useless, our spears and arrows no more weapons than the branches of a tree.
We cannot prevail. For 100 turns of the world we have fought, and we are no step closer to victory now than on that first day. For every demon we destroy, another springs up in its place. You stand in the flooding pool, bailing as quickly as you can, while you should dam the spring that feeds it.
Anarion said nothing, but his look was troubled, brow creased in thought. Iorlauren addressed his king, breaking Anarion from his contemplation.
What concerns sit so heavily upon your shoulders, my lord? I am troubled by the ease of our victory this day. Our enemies are not only great in number, there are those demons amongst the host that can match the best of us by themselves. Yet where were these greater demons today? Only chaff and fodder were sent against us. I have an ill feeling about this.
Calador pondered this for a moment, stroking his bottom lip with a slender finger.
You think that perhaps the greatest demon warriors are elsewhere?
Perhaps.
Iorlauren glanced between his two companions with an expression of worry.
If this attack was a diversion, we have fallen for the ploy. If the Anvil of Vol was not the object of our foe's desire, then where would the real blow land?
Anarion growled and clasped his hands tightly in his lap.
I do not know what our enemies seek to achieve. It is that which vexes me.